Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm glad you could join me today as we draw near in a few days to celebrate Christmas with family and friends and loved ones. And I thought it would be well to just read a few passages of those familiar scriptures found in the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, because we're going to talk about the Prince of Peace. I'd like to start reading at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Praise God. The angels declared, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, the celebration of the birth of the Christ child, beloved, that is an expression of God's heart to mankind. His desire for man, his creation, is peace on earth. Goodwill toward men is the sum total of God's attitude and desire for this world that he has created. And ever since Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden with the murder of righteous Abel by his brother Cain, war and violence has been a part of mankind's experience ever since the beginning. And there is no way we will ever experience true peace on earth between the hearts of men, between the nations of the earth, until Jesus comes as the Prince of Peace to restore peace to this world, and he will do that when he returns as the conquering king. After the Battle of Armageddon, the millennial kingdom will be set up. He will rule and reign from Jerusalem. There will be no more wars, no more violence, and for 1,000 years, it will be heaven on earth. The scriptures say a child shall die at 100 years of age, and there will be peace and abundance, and all those living will have that opportunity to physically go and worship the Lord at Jerusalem. But what about now? Well, the fact of the matter is, we don't see Jesus. We know he's promised and he will return without question. But for those of us who have accepted and believe in him, that Holy One, that child that was born so many hundreds of years ago in Bethlehem, reigns as the Prince of Peace in our heart. He is the source, beloved, of all peace. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6 and 7, speaks of him as the Prince of Peace. From the fall in the garden, mankind has lived in turmoil, disorder, conflict, and warfare. For over 2,000 years, when Christ was born, this world didn't receive him. He came to his own, and they received him not. He was ignored, denied, rejected, and ultimately crucified. The world has gone on without peace. It has continued in its suffering because it has rejected the gift of peace. Only those who reach out to receive the Son, Jesus, have peace with God. Through Jesus, God was saying that he would not hold our sins against us. He desired that the enmity between God and man, which had been created by sin, by our first parents, Adam and Eve's rebellion and disobedience in the garden, he wanted that enmity to cease, and he wanted fellowship and relationship restored. God desires peace between man and himself, and between man and man upon the earth. But as we look at this world and look at history, the meaning of peace we interpret as a lack of conflict or warfare. But the Hebrew sense of peace contains a sense of total well-being. And this well-being is expressed in health, in healing, in blessing and prosperity, in salvation, as well as security. In fact, it covers every aspect of our lives, and it's only found in covenant relationship with God himself. Jesus ushered in a new covenant in his blood that was shed. Remember, as he sat with his disciples that Last Supper before he went to the cross, he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, my blood, which will atone for your sins." So there was a new covenant that God issued, and a covenant requires the shedding of blood, and Jesus was faithful to do that. Isaiah 53:5 says, "The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." God wants us to have peace, and he brought that about through Jesus. He wants us to understand that it was for that reason that Jesus was pierced and crushed, because of our iniquities. The sins which separated us from God were borne by Jesus, so we would have that sense of well-being, which is peace. So many today are suffering deep hurts of rejection, and souls are filled with bitterness and hatred. And beloved, that's not a sense of well-being. Jesus bore our rejection and every sorrow of soul. And in fact, I'm just going to stop here in the message, and I just want to take a few moments to minister to those who are hurting right now. Some of you have had real difficulties in the area of relationships. Some who are very close to you, you've been hurt, and you're just crying out to the Lord to just remove the pain. Well, God knows what you're going through, and he is going to pour in the balm of Gilead as you turn to him. Father, I lift everyone who is in pain right now, emotional pain, and Lord, even physical pain, those who need healing in their bodies. Lord, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed physically. And Father, I pray for emotional healing. Lord, that you would pour in the oil and the wine, that you will comfort them as only you can comfort them. I take authority over the work of the enemy to wound and to hurt and to destroy and to injure their heart. Father, our hearts are precious to you, and I pray for healing and, Lord, reconciliation and restoration as you would make a way, Lord, even where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. For hear the word of the Lord, my beloved. I say to you that blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But as my word declares, his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in my word shall he meditate day and night. He that will put his hand to the plow, I declare my beloved, he shall not be ashamed. He shall bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Beloved, my love and my mercy is unfailing. It shall be as new and as fresh as the sunrise of the morning. I will protect my people. I will protect and deliver you, beloved, from all danger. I will take away fear, and I will bring forth faith and joy in its place. Where there is weakness, I will give strength, and where there is fear, I will give peace. He who serves me with a whole heart shall know my protecting and delivering power. My people shall be strengthened to face and defeat the work of Satan against them. Yea, beloved, I've called you to higher ground. In this time, I will be your shelter and your strength, as well as your covering. I will be your help in the time of trouble. Be not afraid, even if the earth is shaken and the mountains fall into the ocean depths, as my word declares. Yea, fear not, even if the sea roars and the hills are shaken, for I will be the comfort of my people, a hedge, a high tower, a defense to those who love and trust in me, says the Lord. Draw near to me in prayer and praise, and as you read my word in days ahead, wait before me for greater understanding and revelation. I will anoint your mind to understand and to hold in your heart and in your memory the teachings of my word. Don't give in to doubt. Don't give in to the suggestions of the enemy. For he who serves me is not defeated, neither is he alone. Look up, beloved, rejoice, praise me. Greater and greater shall be the working of the Lord in your behalf. I will save those who love me. I will protect all those who acknowledge me as Lord. Beloved, when you call, I will answer. When troubled times confront you, I will be with you. I will move in your behalf, and there shall be mighty victories. Lo, I call you to new things. I say to you, this shall be a time of spiritual growth, such you have not known before, says the Lord to you, even this hour. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, my time has come to a close. I must bring this broadcast quickly to a conclusion. Thank you for joining me, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.